Surah Hud, verses 9 to 24.
على آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولئن أذقنا الإنسان منا رحمة ثم نزعناها منه إنه ليئوس كفور. We are on page 309, the second ruku of Surah Hud, and the long ruku is slightly long today, unusual. It is almost 16 ayat, and inshallah we will go through it quickly and briefly. The ayat prior to this provided a response to those who refute the punishment of the hereafter, and the hereafter itself as the place and time for punishing the evildoers, simply because they challenged Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have their punishment for rejecting the Quran and disbelieving in him meted out to him promptly. However, the wisdom of Allah demands that such challenges be ignored. They challenged Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring the adab upon us. So when they saw this adab is not coming on them in this dunya, they said the hereafter is also a lie, there will be no punishment there as well. Following on from there, the next three ayat describe a weakness found commonly amongst human beings. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً. And if we allow man to taste some grace and good fortune from us, means if Allah confers some ni'mah upon him, ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْهُ, then take it away from him, then deprive him of that ni'mah, إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُورٌ, he becomes utterly despondent and despairs when the ni'mat is taken away, and kafur, and because he despairs, he becomes ungrateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. General human being, there is an exception coming forward. Next ayah number 10, وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءُ, and if after the adversity that has afflicted him, we let him taste good fortune again, نَعْمَاء بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءُ, لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي, then he brags and says, ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي, all my difficulties and sorrows are gone for good. إِنَّهُ لَفَرِيحٌ, he becomes exultant, فَخُورٌ, and very boastful. Exception, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except those who are patient, those who are resolute and who do good deeds, the people of Iman. How are they different? Their conduct is rather different in both instances. Upon the loss of a blessing or good fortune, they display sabr. And upon receiving his favor and grace, they express shukr and display devotion by doing more good deeds. So for such people who are patient and resolute and who do good deeds, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرًا, for such people they shall have forgiveness and a great reward, وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. So the average human being gloats and becomes arrogant with the little favors bestowed to him, and he likewise yields to despair and despondency at the slightest sign of misfortune. This is the reason why the deferral of his punishment makes them bold and audacious, and they refute it entirely. Coming to the next set of ayat, the context for that is as follows. The next three ayat deal with aspects related to risalah, prophethood. And risalah featured already at the beginning of the surah, as it is stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was appointed as a bashir and a nadir. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be offended by their mockery of the Quran. So he is initially consoled about the insulting attitude in the next three ayat, he's consoled. This is followed by responding to their doubts about the Quran and then reaffirming the oneness of Allah, which is the most fundamental teaching of the Quran. So let us look at the next three ayat, ayat number 12. فَلَعَلَّكَ تَارِكُمْ بَعْضَ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ وَضَائِقٌ بِهِ صَدْرُكَ. So for these people who respond to you with mockery and rejection, perchance you may become frustrated. Perhaps you may become frustrated and feel the inclination to discard a portion of what is revealed to you. And this refers to the task of preaching and propagating. So it is not even a possibility that you would consider discarding your duty of preaching and propagating. And if this is the case, you are responsible, you are going to preach and propagate, this is going to be their response, then there is no point in feeling frustrated in that way. وَضَائِقٌ بِهِ صَدْرُكُ, and your heart feels constrained. أَيَّقُولُ, because they say, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ كَنْزُ, why has no treasure been sent down to him? أو جَاءَ مَعَهُ مَلَكٌ or why has no angel come down with him? So do not be constrained about these remarks. In relation to such disbelievers, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ نَذِيرٌ you are only a warner, and you are not obliged to display the extraordinary feats which they demand. They want you to have a treasure with you. They want you to show an angel. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٍ Allah is the one who has total authority over all matters, not you. Therefore, you are not at liberty to display the feats they demand. So should you be distressed and constrained on account of it. So you should not be distressed and constrained on account of it. A Nabi, a prophet, is only at liberty to display the supernatural feats and matters which are given to him. As for you, you have been given the Quran as a miracle, not what they are asking. So why do they not believe in it? Ayah 13, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ Or do they reject it because they say, افْتَرَاهُ He has fabricated it, the Quran is made up by him. If they say he has fabricated it, then say, قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ They tell them, if you are truthful about me fabricating it, then produce 10 chapters like it, مُفْتَرَيَات, fabricated. وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ And call unto whom you can, besides Allah, if you are truthful. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكْ Ayah 14 But if they do not respond to you and they cannot produce the likes of it, فَعْلَمُوا Then tell them they should be convinced then that this Qur'an is sent down with Allah's knowledge. فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ بِعِلْمِ اللَّهِ It has been sent down with Allah's knowledge. It is not human knowledge. وَأَلَّا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّهُ And with his power it has been sent. It is not the knowledge of any human being, nor is it composed by human ability. And also be convinced, أَلَّا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّهُ That there is no deity but him. Had there been another true deity with all the attributes of a deity ought to possess, then he certainly would have assisted you to meet the challenge of producing 10 surahs. Since this has not occurred, and the tawheed of and risala is evident, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Will you then not surrender and become Muslims? We go to the context of the next ayah, number 15. We have recently read about the threat of punishment sounded to those who reject Tawheed and Risala, the Qur'an and the hereafter. So it was possible for some of those people to boast about their virtuous conduct and noble deeds, such as hospitality, which the Arabs prided themselves about, or kindness to relatives, and generosity to travelers and the needy. They had these good qualities. Therefore, they could have said that if the hereafter is a reality, then they would be rewarded for their virtuous conduct, not punished. And statements such as these are found elsewhere in the Quran. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responds to this. They could have said, we have such good deeds, so how could we be punished? We will be rewarded if there is something like a hereafter. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ayah 15, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا Those who through virtuous deeds and conduct desire the benefits of the life of this world. Why did they do good deeds? Because they wanted and its glory. They sought name and fame and honor through their virtuous deeds. They wanted people to remember them. And they had no intention of securing the rewards of the hereafter when conducting themselves in that virtuous manner. So those who did good deeds for name and fame, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, نُوَفِّ إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا We shall pay them their returns in full in this life for their noble deeds. And so they will receive worldly honor and fame, prosperity and abundance, long lives and outward bliss, as long as their bad deeds do not overpower those virtuous actions. So kuffar do acts of charity, but they want name and fame. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reward them in this world. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ Nothing shall be denied to them that is due to them in this world. But أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ These are the people who in the world to come shall have nothing of reward إِلَّا النَّارِ except hellfire. وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا And all that they used to do shall be in vain in that life. وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ And whatever they are doing of good deeds here, it is already invalid and ineffective. Because the motive is corrupt, though it outwardly appears to be a good deed. So the kuffar do good deeds of charity and kindness, but there is no intention to please Allah and seek the hereafter, so it is already ineffective as a good deed. We go to the next ayah. The next ayah describes the believers who believe in the Quran, who believe the Quran to be the divine word of Allah, in contrast to the disbelievers who have rejected it. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, then can those who reject the Qur'an be comparable to the person who is firmly upon the Qur'an, وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهُ, maintaining that it has come from his Lord, followed up by an evidence from within. And that evidence from within is his intellect's deduction that it is Allah's word on account of its miraculous nature and inimitability. وَمِنْ قَبْلِهِ كِتَابُ مُوسَى إِمَامًا وَرَحْمًا, and before which was the book of Musa alayhi salam, which like the Qur'an was a divine book, and which by explaining the commandments of Allah, إِمَامًا, was like a guide, وَرَحْمًا, and a means of attaining Allah's mercy. These people who have been described here as being firmly on the Qur'an, they are the ones, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, they are the ones who believe in it. As for those who disbelieve, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ, and people from the groups that deny its veracity, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَالنَّارُ مَوْعِدُ, the fire of hell is promised to them. فَلَا تَكُ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّنْ, so the rejecter and believer in the Qur'an are not alike, therefore have no doubt about it. إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكِ, it is the absolute truth from your Lord, but despite all evidence, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, most people do not believe in it. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا, and who is a greater evildoer than the one who fabricates a lie against Allah by rejecting Tawheed, Risala, and the Qur'an. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ, such people shall be brought before their Lord, guilty as fabricators. And وَيَقُولُ الْأَشْهَادُ, and the angels who are witnesses of the actions of human beings will say, they will openly declare and say, هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, these are the ones who lied about their Lord. أَلَىٰ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ الظَّالِمِينَ, so listen carefully, surely Allah's curse is due upon such evildoers. الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, ayah 19, those who along with their own kufr and rejection deter others from the path of Allah. وَيَبْهُونَهَا عِوَجًا, and seek to expose it as being crooked so that others are misguided. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ, they are the ones who deny the hereafter. These will be the words of the angels. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكْ لَمْ يَكُونُوا مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, these people cannot frustrate Allah's plans on earth by evading His grasp. And وَمَا كَانَ لَهُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ, nor do they have any protectors other than Allah to release them from His grasp when He seizes them. يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ, they will be subjected to a double punishment over others for their own kufr and for attempting to lead others to kufr. And on account of their aversion for the truth, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, مَا كَانُوا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ السَّمْعَ, they could not hear the commandments of Allah. وَمَا كَانُوا يُبْصِرُونَ, nor could they see the truth. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, it is people like these who have ruined their souls. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, and that which they fabricated of false deities, they shall fail them. لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ, indefinitely in the hereafter, it is they who shall be the greatest losers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, now for the outcome of the believers in the Qur'an and its truth, those who have believed, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and done good deeds, وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, and humble themselves before their Lord, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, they are the ones destined for paradise, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, they will live in it forever. مَثَلُ الْفَرِيقِينَ, these two groups, the example of them, كَالْأَعْمَى وَالْأَصَمْ, are like the blind and the deaf, وَالْبَصِيرِ وَالسَّمِيعِ, and those who can see and hear. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا, can the two be equal? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ, will you then not understand? So the ruku was a bit long today. Inshallah, we will do the tilawat of this ruku. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْهُ إِنَّهُ لَيَئُوسٌ كَفُورٌ وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءَ مسته ليقولن ذهب السيئات عني إنه لفرح فخور إلا الذين صبروا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير فلعلك تارك بعض ما يوحى إليك وضائق به صدرك أن يقولوا لولا أنزل عليه كنز أو جاء معه ملك إنما أنت نذير والله على كل شيء وكيل أم يقولون افتراه قل فأتوا بعشر سور مثله مفتريات وادعوا من استطعتم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم يستجيبوا لكم فاعلموا أنما أنزل بعلم الله وأن لا إله إلا هو فهل أنتم مسلمون من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون أفمن كان على بينة من ربه ويتلوه شاهد منه ومن قبله كتاب موسى إماما ورحمة أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به من الأحزاب فالنار موعده فلا تك في مرية منه إنه الحق من ربك ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أولئك يعرضون على ربهم ويقول الأشهاد هؤلاء الذين كذبوا على ربهم ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين الذين يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون أولئك لم يكونوا معجزين في الأرض وما كان لهم من دون الله من أولياء يضاعف لهم العذاب ما كانوا يستطيعون السمع وما كانوا يبصرون أولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون لا جرم أنهم في الآخرة هم الأخسرون إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأخبتوا إلى ربهم أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون مثل الفريقين كالأعمى والأصم والبصير والسميع هل يستويان مثلا أفلا تذكرون آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك ونتوب إليك